USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Texas House Democrats who had fled the state to stop a vote on an election reform bill have begun to return to Texas following a judge's restraining order temporarily blocking an order for their arrest. State Representative James Tallarico was the first of the group to announce that he'd return to Texas, tweeting that their efforts shined a national spotlight on the Texas law. Governor Greg Abbott had ordered the arrest of those lawmakers once they had returned to the state to return them to the state legislature. And the Pentagon says that it will require all U.S. military members to get vaccinated against COVID-19. In a memo Monday, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said he would request approval from President Biden to enact a mandate that would require all personnel to get vaccinated by mid-September. The Department of Defense said that more than 60% of active duty troops are already fully vaccinated, with about 73% having received at least one dose. This is USA Radio News.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
There are worries that an influx of illegal migrants being released into the U.S. are worsening a surge in COVID-19 cases. Tim Berg has more.
As the surge of illegal immigrants at the southern border continues, local officials are concerned they're spreading COVID-19 to border communities. Border Patrol Union Vice President Chris Cabrera joins Fox News and says many illegal immigrants are leaving their facilities and don't know if they have COVID.
As far as Border Patrol goes, it's very rare we test anyone. The only time somebody gets tested in our custody is if they're showing signs and symptoms or they have some other medical emergency. So very few get tested in Border Patrol custody.
Cabrera adding that Health and Human Services does test some illegal immigrants.
And Texas Governor Greg Abbott has asked hospitals in his state to forego elective surgeries to open more capacity for COVID-19 patients. He's also ordering the State Division of Emergency Management to open more antibody infusion centers to treat COVID patients whose cases do not require hospitalization. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Monday that the salaries of superintendents and school board members who violate the state's ban on mask mandates in school districts could be withheld. In a statement, the governor described the penalty as a consequence for noncompliance. DeSantis signed an executive order last month directing the state's education department to draft rules preventing the implementation of school mask mandates. Two lawsuits against the ban have already been filed by parents in the state. The fight coming as kids prepare to go back to the classroom amid an increase of COVID cases in those 12 and under who are unable to get vaccinated. Dr. Ashish Shah says there are plenty of known ways to make the schools safe. The dean of Brown University's School of Public Health tells CNN that those methods also include better testing and ventilation in classrooms.
The good news is we know how to get kids back into school safely full time. We know how to do it safely for teachers, for parents, for staff. And it includes many of the things you mentioned, Pamela. So it means vaccinations for everybody. It means good ventilation. It means testing. We have lots of testing capability now. And it does include, especially in high transmission areas, mask wearing. And what I would say to parents is, first of all, if you're in a high transmission area, certainly make sure your kids are masked up. But push for those policies. Because they're all readily available, we have the resources, and they can make schools really quite exquisitely safe.
And the White House is levying new sanctions against allies of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko on the one-year anniversary of his disputed re-election. The Treasury Department announced sanctions Monday against 23 people and 21 entities that are linked to the regime and the violent crackdown on protesters following last year's elections. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.